Hello. Whoops. That's a good start. You're going to trip me over before I got you. So how are you all today? Yeah? You all good? I have to tell you, I'm not so good today. I've had a crazy week and two grandchildren that I have to look after who kept me up all night, two nights running. So I'm really tired and I fell out of bed and I didn't have any breakfast. So now I'm starving. I'm glad to see you all care about me. So I brought my breakfast with me. And then I thought, well, I'd eat it before it got we started, and I left it on the stage. So now what can I do? I can't talk and eat at the same time, but I'm going to give it a try, okay? Like the picture on the can. You sure? I'm going to open the can. Well, I would open the can if I could get the lid off. I can't get the lid off. Oh dear, now what am I going to do? You take the lid off for me, Pete.
Good.
Okay, that wasn't quite in my plan. That was my breakfast, Pete, not yours. Do you remember what Jay said in the Java about judging people? Yeah? In my Bible, it says, don't pick on people, jump on their failures or criticize their faults. That's not quite what was supposed to happen. But fortunately, look, I've got an unopened can. How useful is that? But now, I need a volunteer, because I can't talk and eat at the same time. Patrick, you going to help me? Are you willing to give anything a go? Anything at all? You'll do whatever I tell you? Shall I read you what it says on this can? Essential vitamins and minerals. Great tasting recipes. Oh, you'll like this one, Pete. Easy digestion. Oh, healthy skin and a shiny coat. Patrick, would you like healthy skin and a shiny coat? No, I didn't think so. What I really need is a grown-up who's willing to try anything. Alan. What was it you were saying about me in the week in that email? Something about me talking a lot? There was a, yeah. Alan, would you like to come and help? Yeah. Oh, you're going to need both your hands. But I'm sure Thomas can come and sit here. Okay, I'm more than happy for you to have a good look at that can.
Yeah?
Yeah? And just to help, I've got... You'll be glad to know this has never been used. It's brand new, and I've washed this.
That'll be good.
Right. And I've got... So what do you think of that can, Alan?
Looks good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Looks open?
No.
I think it's so...
No. You think it's dog food?
It's in a dog can.
Most things that we try in church have got instructions, haven't they? And because I don't want to get this wrong, I've got instructions somewhere. You'll be glad to know. I'll just go through all my pockets. Here are my instructions. Step one. Oh, open the can. Yes, he's opening the can. Ooh. Step two. Put some of the dog food in the bowl. Oh. Put some of the contents of that can in the bowl. I picked the lid. Well,
oh, that's really good. That's great.
Look. That nice runny jelly.
Do I get a shiny coat?
You will get a shiny coat. Lots in the bob, yeah. Chew some of the nice chewy bits.
Some of the nice chewy bits.
Lots.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, there's a really nice bit of runny jelly in there. Come on, be generous.
I'm not very hungry, actually.
Do we think that Alan knows what's coming next? Okay. I think Alan does know what comes next. But look. Try it. That's what it says. Step 3, try and get the... Oh, sorry, it says something not very nice. Try and get the very nice man who offered to help you out to taste it. No, a big bit. A lumpy bit.
A lumpy bit.
Come on, you can do it. You're Scottish. You eat haggis. That can't be any worse than that.
It can.
It can. Come on. Chew. Okay. Next step. See how many people you can get. Do you want some more? Do you want to put some more in there, or have you got enough?
Sure.
Okay.
There we go. That'll do.
Right.
Next. Do you want some, Thomas?
No, I don't like some.
How many people are willing to give it a try? Look, Ruth is willing to give it a try. Judy. Patrick, do you want to give it a try? Johnson?
But apparently I'm being told I have to.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Do I really have to have a jelly then?
Go on, chew.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, come on, one of you children. You're bound to be brave enough. Yeah, Patrick, I'll give you a really, really nice bit. It's stuck in the can. You'll be very surprised about how brave you are. Oh, come on. Try again. Are you surprised? Okay, has everybody who wanted some tried some? Oh, well done. Somebody likes it. There we go, you see.
I think it's only
fair. Oh, look, we've got more people willing to try it now. I wonder why. Go on, your brother did it. Okay. Let me see. How many people did you get to try it?
Four.
So, okay, everybody who tried it, did you like it?
Yes.
Why? It wasn't dog food. What was in the can? Jelly.
And chocolate.
And chocolate. It really bothers me that Pete eats the whole can. Why did you think it was dog food? Because it said it on the label. And we're a bit like that with people, aren't we? We look at them. We see how they dress. We see what they say. We see how they behave. And we make a judgment. And most of the time, we're completely wrong. Because what's on the inside is not what's on the outside. You know, and God tells us, don't judge people. Don't criticize them. Don't pick on them. Because he cares for us. And he sees what's on the inside. I think sometimes when I get really, really tired and really, really hungry, and I know this is going to be a terrible shock to everybody that knows me, I get really grumpy. And I can be a little bit mean. But, you know, I was reading this and it says, don't pick on people. Don't criticize them. Be nice. We all make mistakes. So I thought that this week, that's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try not, when I'm tired, I'm going to try not to pick on them, especially my poor husband. And I'm going to try and think, you know, what's on the outside is not what's on the inside. And I'm going to do that for a couple of reasons. Firstly, the Bible tells me that that's what I should do. I shouldn't judge people, then I won't be judged. And secondly, because, I'm thinking, right, if I'm different, if I don't judge people, if I don't criticize their faults, even when I can see them, but I love them instead, people will think I'm different. And just maybe, somebody will say to me, why are you different? And then I'll be able to tell them about Jesus. I'll be able to say, do you know, Jesus loves you, Jesus died for you, and that the God who holds, the one and only God, who is so magnificent, he holds the whole universe in his hand, cares just for you. And I think that will be a good thing.
To the God who is able to do more than we can even imagine or comprehend, be praised forever and ever. And may God bless us as we leave today. Let's share the words of the grace together. Grace.